call, please, Jade.
Mayor Smith?
Here.
Austin Root?
Here.
Jamie Gunderson?
Here.
Amy Eubanks? Here. Beth Foster Jr.?
Here.
Rachel Gunderson?
Here.
Arlene Gunderson?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. And the first order of business is the approval of the agenda. At this time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? All right. Hearing none, are there any conflicts of interest? All right. Hearing none also. We entertain a motion to adopt the November 27th, 2023 agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
A motion by Marita. Do we have a second? Second by our team. Roll call, please, Jade.
Austin?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Jack?
All right, motion carried. On to the next item is the oath of office for Jack Foster Sr. I'll hand the floor to Jade.
Hey, I, Jack Foster Jr., do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and State of Alaska and the laws and ordinances of the City of Sandpoint, State of Alaska, and that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially perform the duties and duties of the City Council, which will help me God.
Right. Thanks, Jack. Welcome back. Welcome back again. That's it for me. All right. Moving on. At this time, we'll go to public comments on agenda items. Are there any public comments on agenda items at this time? All right. Hearing none. We'll move on to the consent agenda. There's one item. On the consent agenda, the minutes of the regular meeting of October 10th, 2023. Has everyone had a chance to read over the minutes? And anyone see a need of corrections? All right, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of October 10th, 2023.
Motion to adopt the minutes of October 10th, 2023.
We have a motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. Roll call, please, Jade.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jack?
I said yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Next is report. We move on to the first report, which is Finance Officer Curtis Gunderson.
Good evening. In September, the city received $25,915.43 in raw fish tax revenue and $116,657.57 in sales tax revenue.
All right. Thanks, Curtis. Any questions or comments for Curtis at this time? All right. Hearing none. Thank you, Curtis. Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which is administrative report with Debbie Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council members, I enclosed a summary in the packet. I apologize for my voice tonight and my coughing. I'll try to make it through this. The Harbor Bridge project that we have been tracking is still on hold. I engaged Mark Hickey, our lobbyist, to see if he can do a check on it to see if he knows why it's delayed and if there's any priority or any ranking or anything like that, so we kind of have an idea of whether or not we might be funded, which I understand we are. We made it through the first round, but I just wanted to see if we can find anything else out. Mark has been working with me to help me understand the Department of Transportation funding. There are several new programs, like the FIP program and other programs, since I've worked in in the city government or municipal government. So he's been introducing me to people, and we've been talking about that on our regular phone calls. We'll take a little bit at a time. I've been working on reports from funding agencies and operational reporting, different tax reportings and things like that. I've been missing some of those because I didn't know about them, but I've been very thankful for Curtis and Jay, who helped me keep track of those, and we'll get them filed on time. Hopefully in a year, after a one-year cycle, I shouldn't have any more problems or surprises. We requested the DCI fiber optic services, new internet service at the city that hasn't been hooked up yet. I was hoping that it'd be live by now, but it's not. In the packet tonight, there's a contract from Information and Communications Technology to help us get set up, get networked, and online so that we can operate more efficiently and keep our files safe. The 1922 audit is complete. We were going to try to have that tonight, but it just got a little, the timing just didn't work out, so we'll have that on the agenda for a presentation from BDO at the next meeting. We should also have a contract for a new auditor at that meeting. Mayor Smith and I had an opportunity to meet with Trident Seafood, some of the key staff, and actually there are people that work here in Sandpoint. We did this while we were at the Seattle Fish Expo. The main topics we discussed were water services, tax boundaries and tenders, and their expected future operations here in Sandpoint. And we are now going to be meeting with them quarterly just to keep up to date. And I think the mayor may have other things that he wants to share about our meeting with Trident. We continue to work on the process here in Sandpoint. We've come across, we are trying to catch up on our past due accounts. We've realized that there was a problem, and it seems to be that there's just not really a identified process, so we're working on that. I've been meeting with other municipalities and how they process their fees for harbor and any other kind of services that they do and have they provide in the city. And I hope it looks like we may want to change our ordinance. I think you did that recently. Maybe you changed the price, but I think we might talk about process and trying to streamline that to make it more efficient, which I think being online will already do, will help in that process, but I look forward to streamlining that. Today I found out that the Unga Tribal Council grant that they wrote a trash truck for the city of Sandpoint and was denied, or they didn't get it. It wasn't funded. We were going to exchange the garbage truck in that package for an excavator with a trailer, and it's there. So we'll just keep looking in other places for that. And actually, UNGA does have identified another pot of money that they'll probably write that into. So just an update on that. ANTHC, Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, was here and did, they went up to the survey, they went and looked at the health and the landfill and the environmental stuff, and sent forth a summary of their findings. They're both in our packet tonight if you're interested in seeing those. There's some things that we need to take care of on this end. I did call and talk to them to make sure I understand what's expected of us. And this is kind of a preliminary investigation, or whatever you want to call it, to prepare us for when the state comes on site, and they'll do another walkthrough and tell us things that we need to improve. I am really into looking for grant opportunities right now, meeting the people, building my network, attending anything I can to meet and greet and learn about grant opportunities. I've been doing a lot of online online meetings to learn about them. So hopefully here real soon I will have identified some grants that we can go after. And another big item that the mayor and I are working on is our budget. It's what we've found all over in the region, pretty much in the state. Communities, municipalities, governments are discussing shortfalls. In our region, it's the fishery, the prices, and that sort of stuff. So next meeting, we should have a good handle on the budget. We're very excited to be able to get that networked and online so that I have more access to understand our finances. And we'll be maybe having some workshops and some discussion about that and then about our budget in the near future. Any questions?
Thanks, Debbie. Any questions for Debbie at this time? All right, hearing none. On the referral to, I'd like to thank Trident for meeting with us in Seattle at that boat show. But when we were there, we expressed that we need as much of the fish to come to Sandpoint, to the Trident dock, for the city to receive its tax. So I guess if any fishermen are listening, we're going to keep pushing the point to bring the fish to town if you can. I'm sure there'll be interest if you can't, but the more that comes into town, the more money we make to finance the city. But thanks. All right, and if there's no other questions, we'll move on to the next report, which is Department of Public Safety with Police Chief Jeff Thompson.
Mayor, City Council, all expenditures. The report for October 2023. Well, first of all, the police department is fully staffed, finally. So things are going really well. As far as the activity for October 2023, there were 5 people arrested and lodged in the city jail. Of those 5 people, the offenses was 1 terroristic threat, 2 domestic violence assault cases, and 2 drug traffic suspects transported to Anchorage. They were lodged in our jail while they were being transported. We had 60 calls to 911. Of those 60 calls to 911, we had 6 911 hangups, 3 non-emergency calls, 3 911 missed dials, 3 medical on-call, 5 suspicious activity, 7 disturbance calls, and of those 7, 5 were from the same complainant. 6 noise complaints, 1 vehicle accident, 3 disorderly conduct, 2 ready reports, 1 courtesy ride, 4 violence reports, 2 welfare checks, 1 medevac, 2 trespasses, and 1 EMS assist. Other calls that we have are not 911, so they would have been coming in, either walk-in complaints or called in the office or called one of the officers on the cell phone. That would have been 1 ambulance needed, 1 ready report, 3 medical on-call, 1 animal complaint, 2 welfare checks, 1 suspicious activity, 2 trespasses, and and one hit-and-run accident. We also have officer self-initiated activity. So that means an officer is riding around while he's on patrol and sees something doesn't look quite right, gets out, investigates that situation. Business checks are a big part of that. So we have 103 business checks, 3 officer assists, 2 welfare checks, 8 courtesy transports, 1 traffic stop, 2 suspicious persons vehicles, 1 agency assist, 15 resident checks, and 1 motorist assist. So when I say the officer gets out and investigates, the business checks and residence checks are actually predetermined. But we're not dispatched to those calls. It's up to the officer to go out and make that happen. So in summary, for the month of October for the police department, 689 miles patrolled, 2 civil papers served, 103 business checks, 5 persons lodged in the city jail, 2 suspects transported to Anchorage, 1 agency assist, and 15 residence checks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Any questions or comments for Jeff at this time?
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. I have one more sheet if you don't mind me going further.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I missed one. I apologize. I also have a summary of the drug task force activity for October. Captain Rich Lowry, of course, is the San Juan officer that's assigned to that team. And I don't have a lot of details in the report, obviously, that I can share. But I do have two items. The total weight, 39.98 pounds of drugs, and a cash seizure of $79,319.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. No further questions for Jeff. We'll move on to the next report. Is the EMS with EMS Director Brady Gatlin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. I'm currently working on getting training for the people who are out of certifications. It's been a hard thing to do at this time of year, but we're still working on it. I have several emails out. I've renewed our ground EMS certification, put in for a renewal with the state. Haven't received anything back on that yet, but it's not due until January, so I think we're looking good there. I received past operations and protocol for Standpoint EMS from 2018 and currently going over that, making sure we're in compliance with the state regulations and everything. Working with Eastern Aleutian Tribes to get a medical oversight, which I think will streamline us as a city working with the same medical oversight that the clinic is working with, and they've agreed to that as well. So we'll use her as our, Dr. Losey as our medical oversight. That's currently where I'm at with the EMS.
All right. Thank you, Brady. Any questions or comments for Brady on EMS?
Welcome.
Welcome,
Standpoint. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Brady. If there's no further questions on that, we'll move on to the fire chief report, which is in the back. Brady will also read that.
I have that. So it states that he's getting the fire hall organized. Fire truck is ready for any fire calls. They had 1 false alarm. Jack Yeager and Jason showed up. No other calls. And if you have any concerns, you can contact Jason.
Okay. Thank you, Brady. All right. Thank you. Okay. There's no further questions. We'll move on to the next report. Is Public Works, the Public Works Director, Julius Carls.
Good evening. We walked over and we graded roads, ditched and tried roads, repaired broken hydraulics on our excavator to landfill, worked on the old trash truck, cleared pad and placed a new incinerator that's in use now at the landfill, fueled the shop, tanks, picked the shop, fixed tire and wheel studs on one of our dump trucks, loaded the sand truck and put tire chains on it, ready for winter. All the rock was treaded, changed the oil in the police department, Chevy Tahoe, and the water plant in the trip. The very broken hose on the landfill skid steer, all the rock for UTI, rebuilt shop heaters and hoses and parts, swept the roads, cleared some room for the new graveyard fence that was installed, built the city buildings. The flooding water pump and water plant pickup truck fixed our old tire chains with that truck and the grader, service the cat grader, breaking the north brakes for our shop trucks, our Chevys, and finished hauling off the rest of the trash that was left to my boat haul off.
All right. Thank you, Julius. Any questions or comments for Julius at this time?
The new incinerators up and at them?
Yes, sir.
How are they working?
All right, thanks, Austin. Any other questions? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Julius. Okay, we'll move on to the next report. Is the water and sewer with Supervisor Dylan Jacobson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Monthly reports, monthly water samples were done. Some of our yearly water samples were done. When I was in Anchorage, Brandon and Tim pumped out the streets at Russian Town sewer plant. I was out of town from the 16th to the 27th of October for a medical and Alaska Rural Water Association conference. Winterized the school pump out the vault and the PRV vault up by the old water tank. Turned off water in the boat harbor for the winter. Pumped out, cleaned out one of the manholes in Russian Town that had three filled up. Used the jetter in the trailer court. NTHD was at the water plant and the landfill while I was gone. Changed the Deskin cartridges in our new turbidity meters. December 5th, ANTHD is going to be out here to provide operator training on the new lift stations as part of ending the project. Turned off water for some people leaving for the winter. Turned on water for the recycling center. Backwash is needed. And I've been researching for our records, transfer any information regarding service lines for DEC's flood service line project.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. Any questions or comments for Dylan? All right. Seeing none, thank you, Dylan. Okay, we'll move on to the next report. Is the Harbor Master, Alan Kuchinoff.
Hello, everyone. For the month of October, we delivered a list of known streetlights that we have that have no power to TEX. We worked on a couple of village blocks. One guy transferred to Public Works. Also stored a couple of boats, and we winterized and locked up the pumping bathroom.
All right.
And that's really all I got to report for October.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan at this time? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Alan. Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which is from student representative Mia Cromer, our newest member.
Stand up.
Oh, you sit in the front.
Start off the student government. He says, students do the fall 2023 off-job in Fairbanks. I'm unsure how many were sent into the spring 2024 off-job in the office, formerly known as Barrow. We have a Sadie Hawkins dance in October, and we'll have a Christmas dance in December. For volleyball, we won regionals, and we're off to state tomorrow. State starts Thursday, and we'll be playing regionals. Westwood has matches this week. Regionals is in December. Basketball season starts the 29th this week. Boys coach is Colton. Girls coach is Coach Santeza. And for our Christmas events, we have a bazaar, the concert the 8th, and a bazaar the 9th. There's a contest, Youth Advocacy Institute essay contest. Essays are due the 15th of December. to AEBSD students will be sent to Juneau in February for the Youth Advocacy Institute event. Postdoc is halfway done with their fundraising, and that's all I have.
Thank you. Wow, that was not reading from paper. Nicely done, young man. Okay. And again, welcome. Okay. Unless there's any questions or comments for Nia, we'll be moving on. Okay. Seeing none, thank you, Nia.
Yes, I have a comment. Nia, could you bring us back a banner for Stacey and volleyball, please? No pressure. So please do that.
That is a good comment. Good job on the tournament. The
Very
one.
Proud of you guys.
Yeah. Okay. The next order of business would be hearings, ordinances, and resolutions, which there are none. We'll move on to the next item, which is... Second. New business, or old business, rather, and also seeing none. So we'll go on down to new business. And the first item on the agenda would be, under new business, 2024 lease renewals. So, at this time, do we have a motion to accept the 2024 leases?
Make a motion to accept the 2024 City of South Point proposed leases.
We have a motion by Charlene. We have a second.
Oh, second.
Second by Marita. There's no further comment. Roll call, please, Jake.
Austin?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Charlene?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of new business is the contract proposal for accounting assistance for Arena Morozova. And I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. this is a draft contract with... Arena has been providing auditing or audit prep services for the City of Sandpoint for, boy, maybe 10 years or so. We are looking to hopefully cut back some of this, but for starters, I would recommend that we pass the contract or accept the contract that's in the packet, with the exception of adding, or with an addition, amended with adding some kind of report of what she's doing, the duties as they're being done.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments? Austin?
Yeah, sorry, I missed this part. How does this contract compare to previous contracts we've had with her?
It's a little less per month. It's a shorter, it's a 9-month contract versus a 12-month contract. We've been looking at cutting back some, and so this is, I think, a good start.
Okay.
We still can provide the services we need, and we're a little unsure. As we discussed in the workshop, we're a little bit unsure of how much he's needed or to support our finance team here at the city. So that's why the council felt like we should have her tell us and give us a report of what she's doing.
Yeah, sounds good. One more question to make. It's like when we have contracts like this, with larger contracts that we get, it's supposed to be like basically renewals or like, you know, maintain services to get the previous contract to compare it. I mean, it's helpful for me. If it's like a separate thing, I wouldn't mind that.
Thanks, Austin. Any other questions? questions or comments? All right, hearing none. Do we have a motion at this time to accept the contract for accounting assistance with Arina Morozova? Hope I said that right.
Make motion to accept the contract with Arina Morozova, accounting assistance and audit prep for 2023, as amended with the addition of the detailed report of duties performed.
Okay, we have a motion by Arlene. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Jack. There's no further comment. Roll call, please. Jade?
Jeannie?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes. All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item of new business, which is the 2024 Hickey & Associates contract. And again, I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, this is a contract that we've had for probably, I would guess, 20 years or more. With Mark Hickey as an audience. He's located in Juneau. I'm sure many of you have met him in the past and have been in meetings with him. The contract is exactly the same as last year, and I recommend that we utilize his services again.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any other comments or questions? Austin?
Similar to what they were saying for the last contract, it'd be interesting to see $8,000 isn't a lot to spend for lobbyists, and they're an essential part of how governments function for better or for worse. Yeah, I would be interested in seeing what you've gotten from lobbying efforts in the past historically, because again, $8,000, I mean, maybe that we're working with other regional entities to kind of aggregate our money to pay for him to look out for our interests. I'm not sure the nature of it. But given how things are right now, it'd be interesting to consider maybe spending more for more aggressive lobbying to support our cause, maybe as a consideration. I'm just curious about what we've gotten to that 8,000 pass, and if there's an idea that maybe if we invested more, we could get more in return.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Are you wanting to do that now? Are you wanting to him to report back more, a little more detail?
If he has if he has more, like, just records of what he's done, like, the nature of it, and if maybe they have tiers or something like that for people to work with, it's not a lot of money for lobbyists, so there's nothing wrong with engaging it, but, maybe it's worthwhile to consider going even further with him.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Austin. I can understand what you mean there, so... Is there any other questions, comments at this time? All right, seeing none, do we have a motion to accept the 2024 Hickey & Associates contract?
Motion.
The motion.
The contract for the 2024 Hickey & Associates contract.
We have a motion by Austin. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Arlene. There's no further comment. Roll call, please, Jay.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Jeannie?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of business is ICE services, help desk, and service agreement. And again, I will hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The contract before you is from the company Information Communication Services, and we want to engage them when we go live with CCI. This contract doesn't cover the initial coming to Sandpoint to set us up, set our equipment up, and network everybody. This contract is for after that is done to to keep us keep us running, basically. It's for the help desk, and I expect that there's probably going to be a lot of interaction in the first year. So I feel like this is a fair contract compared to the others that I looked at, and I would recommend contracting with ICE.
Okay.
I also wanted to mention something about ICE is that they provide the same service for the borough, the Ocean View borough, so they're out here quite a bit. They work for King Cove as well, and they work for another, you might know this, another company here. Is it the Bed and Breakfast? Or
they have worked with Bed Breakfast previously, yeah.
Yeah. And you probably work with them up at the Pearl, so.
Yeah.
We could probably provide more information, but we amended the contract that's in the packet to, on the first page under cost, is we amended it to set, or the base price for the first year is $2,490 a month until June 30th, 2024. And it'll include travel for two annual visits to Sandpoint, which estimates about 2,040 each. And then the onboarding is just they'll be staying here at the city and using our vehicle when they're here, so we don't plan to we're crossing out the lodging, and it'll just say one-time onboarding fee for $1,620, basically a airfare. And then the contract to start, I think we were going to just allow staff, the mayor, to insert that. Or are we going to do it first? We don't know when we're going to start, and only run through 6/30/2024. Maybe December? I don't know a start date. We didn't.
They were scheduled them to start working and come to Sandpoint after our internet stuff. But the start date will vary until we have an approved time.
Which we don't know what that would be.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Debbie. Any other questions or comments?
They're recommending only a 6-month contract period?
Just for now, because we're trying to end everything June 30th.
Okay, and I'll renew.
Yeah,
okay, for new on fiscal year. I think it's a really good idea. I think that, you know, we'll have needs at first, and there's a lot of low-hanging fruit for what we need, but I bet you services that we would need to maintain, the number of machines we have and the complexity of this network would not cost as much after that initial setup. And I think after 6 months, it'd be good to come back and see how much support we really need and maybe take it on a hourly basis as needed, as opposed to having them on a contractual basis. Just consideration when we get there.
All right, thanks, Austin. That's good news. Okay, thank you. Any other comments? All right, hearing none. So at this time, do we have a motion to accept the ICE services help desk service agreement as amended? The start date. Properly. So do we have a motion to accept?
I make a motion to accept the price of service help desk service agreement as amended. Contract end period 6/30/2024.
Do we have a motion by Arlene and a second by Austin? No further questions. Roll call, please. Jade?
Jack?
Yes.
Janie?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes. All right. Motion carried. Okay, we'll move on to the next item. It is a donation request by QTT Annual Christmas Potluck, or I don't think we put an amount. A lot of words. We didn't have an amount.
Yeah, there is a budget included, and we have it with the single donation.
Okay, so you see, last year's donation was?
$500.
And you see in the back of that budget request, there's an amount they have, so number in our workshop, I forgot it. Okay. Well, we went with the 500, is what we did last year, unless you want to suggest another amount. We have followed normally the year before.
It would be too much to ask if it's already so close to the Christmas holiday.
Okay. This is a pretty big deal, actually. A lot of people go to this dome.
Yeah.
Well, you might want to suggest an amount. But it's 6,500, isn't it, on that? I didn't do the actual math.
You know, it's like in the gaming account in terms of...
In our packet of, there's 165,000 in our treasury.
It's one of the premier events of the year. I mean, everyone goes, and it's a great thing for the kids.
All the children have presents, but we've had adult prizes yet.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to offer a $1,500 donation for the Christian Pollock.
Okay, we have a motion. $1,500. Motion by Austin, and seconded by Janie. There are no other comments this time. Roll call, please. Jay?
Arlene?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried.
I have a question.
One question.
We're not shareholders, sir. But we're not making any money off. That's okay to vote on that.
Donation. Okay, thanks, Jeff. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of new business, which would be a donation request from QTT Environmental Youth and Teen Group. And they were requesting the amount of $2,600.
I'll make a motion to donation to the QTT. Youth group of 2,000 and teen group of 600.
Okay, we have a motion by Arlene for the amount of 2,000 plus 600 for the youth group. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second by Jack. Any further comments on these items? All right, seeing none. Roll call, please, Jade.
Teresa?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Amy? Yes.
All right. Motion carried. Okay, we'll go on to the next and final new business is the donation request by Paula Harbor Tribe for the Silver Bell Rock. And they are requesting $250. I believe the rest of the funding was covered. Question we had earlier. So do we have a motion to accept Pollock Harvest Tribe for the Silver Bell Rock for $250? We have a motion by Jack for a question.
First.
Okay, questions first.
Both of the previous requirements went up some. Sure, it wouldn't say no to that. The money going that out.
Okay.
Do you like a motion to give the Ball Farmer Tribe $500?
To the city?
For the Hill Bell Rock.
Okay.
Rock.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion by Amy to accept the Pollock Harbor Tribe Silver Bell Rock donation for $500. And we have a second. A motion by Amy and a second by Jamie. And if there's no further comment, roll call, please. Jay?
Austin?
Yes.
Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Amy? Jamie?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Arlene?
Abstain.
All right. Motion carried. Okay. That concludes our business this time. The next item would be public comment. Are there any public comments at this time?
The security is listening to all the conversation at the agreement with UCI that you just passed. Did you also approach anybody else, like Arlen? Are they compatible?
With the GCI, we have Starlink, but we're going to fiber for more stability.
The speed is about the same. I mean, there was time you'd have a little bit of loss with Starlink, but that seems like an awful lot of money to just switch because it's far off of our city. I was just curious if they had done it or did they give you a compatible bid?
We did talk to GCI about this is the kind of the administrative grant that we're talking about, not switching service. And the company, or the, what do you call them, the admin person, I'll pass it to you and let you explain it better.
Sure, the contract that we approved for was for like tech services, so like firewall administration, cybersecurity, and helping us develop the network that we're going to use here. So it's not for internet itself. That would be a separate thing. So they're pretty much getting people here to help support the technology inside the city, not provide internet.
To go along with what you're saying, Austin, the state of Alaska, the troopers have gone to Starlink, and they're running into the same problem of they don't have a firewall. Starlink doesn't have a firewall that will protect protected emails, protected entities. And so they're running into that problem, whereas what they're trying to do is have that firewall where that protection will come into play.
But what you're saying is that they're going to have internet through Starlink and a firewall for GCI, but GCI's firewall isn't going to cover anything that you get on Starlink.
We're switching to GCI in the city. Our internet, what is the UTC? That's to organize our office and things. Right now, we're still running our financials through TelAlaska for security reasons, so people don't get into the money. But through GCI, we can do it all through the proper channels.
You can get all of that. So what's off of the thing? Because you're still going to have internet through Ireland. And if that's the case, if you get protection through GCI, are they going to protect Ireland as well?
This company's called ICE that they're getting the firewall through. They could do that with anybody. They could do it with Starlink. It's a completely separate company from GCI. So they could do it with Starlink too if they wanted to. You're right about that.
That's why I'm asking the question. They are a completely separate company. And the company that you're not covering could do the exact same business that GCI can do with fiber optics. But they haven't because nobody forced us to do it. And I don't want to get technical about internet and security and all that because I realize that there's a big problem in security, but that seems like an awful lot of money just for security.
Oh, it's beyond that. What we're trying to do is organize the office for communication. And the best news was Austin said it would be cheaper later, but this is so Debbie can reach the accounting into through our firewall, which will be protected, so she can look at all the financials, and each member of the administrative team can communicate in a better way. It's so modern and updated compared to what we've been doing, is how I understand it. But what competitive side are you?
I realize everything I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
And that's fine. I don't have any problem with that. But for them to actually organize your office and organize all the people that are doing the work in your office, that's going to take a lot of work. You go through auditors, and auditors cost you an arm and a leg, but they don't teach the guys that are doing it very well. How to do it.
Okay.
There's a lot of different stuff involved when you get auditors. I mean, out of your corporation this year, and it's out West City, in the exact same position, that when you have an auditor, they get a date that they produce that audit. You can't produce the audit. Have to tell you up front and hire somebody else. Because they'll do it every single year if you allow them to do it. But if you don't allow them to do it, then they won't do it. I was at the Allied Corporation for 15 years, and I've been to every single year. They said we can't do it for this period of time. But every time we told them that we needed it by that date, they gave it to them by that date. Thank you. I said enough.
I think I understand what you're saying about the cost of the. I think Debbie will be doing most of the organizing. I think once it's a setup to where our office can work out the details after, correct? Kind of like. Sort of like. I mean, they're going to.
It's just going to get us all networked together so we can work more efficiently together. We're not. When someone pays a bill at the harbor, it'll automatically be on the system, and that bills get printed. It doesn't have to, instead of, what we do now is they bill at the harbor, they hand carry them the paper to the office, and then another person has to put it in, and just a lot of duplicated services. It'll free up more staff time. It'll allow us to put all of our files and our documents in locations where anybody in the city who's allowed to will be able to retrieve information. We'll have a city calendar so we're not being surprised when we have trainers coming in like today and the rest of us are like, ooh, oh, what? And so it's just going to really help bring us up to speed and operating more efficiently and more safe with the firewall. And the first 6 months we expect that a lot of our desktops of each of us who operate have a computer will have the ability to call ICE and they'll get into our computer and help us do whatever we have to do. Just get us all kind of settled in and organized and safe and hopefully things will just keep getting better from there. I mean, we're even having a hard time doing with Starlink. It's not dependable, and it is going to be our backup. Starlink will be our backup, but with grant reporting, the federal government's changing all of that now. We have to do a risk management report or a risk management study. I wrote a grant. Hopefully, we're going to get that, and it's just getting it's more and more and more. So.
Thanks, Dick. That may explain. I hope the question was answered. That's where we're at, though, from what we're
doing. I can't help myself.
That's all right.
I think I'm glad you're here.
It all depends on the person, especially the keys.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to teach every person, maybe or management, to press the keys right, that's going to be a long operation. We've been married 57 years, and she was doing my books for me forever.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a good job. She gets our taxes on a little zip drive. The accountant takes care of it. A little shooting match. does work on a computer, I'll bet you, 8 hours a day. And what you're saying, to get everybody up to speed to do that stuff, it's going to take you more than 6 months. It's going to take you quite a period of time to get it from like Harvard up to here. Take your wager, yes. 5 years from now,
they're
still
breaking
paper up here.
That's right. But maybe mm-hmm. we're not all professionals. But okay. All right. Thanks. Yeah. We see the pluses to this, updating our system. But yeah, there's nothing perfect here. I will say that. So it's still a way, a big step toward modernization, I guess, to the system here. We have to switch, like I said, what is it called? Fastwire. We're paying a lot of money for that right now for a really slow service through to Alaska. We couldn't change for those that system to our money and through the waterworks up there. We're not going to be putting out that much more after we cancel those. So
you're already approving. Got the agenda over the internet.
Yeah. Oh, they're on iPads. We all have one. But, yeah. Okay, thank you. Is there any other public comment? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to the next. Is council comment, I believe.
I have a couple comments about the report from the wastewater system. Was tribal health, and we talked about that, but talked about that ladder on the water storage tank. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
We just, okay. You guys read that? I'm just kind of concerned, like, if we're having any of our people, you know, in this good shape, that we're not having any of our people fighting on it.
Nobody's
fine.
Okay. I read that,
and
I was like, what? I don't want anybody climbing on that if it's, like,
in bad
shape.
Yeah,
do
it. Go ahead.
Please do. It's not broken. Can you report it says it is?
Okay.
I wasn't here to tell them it wasn't.
Okay.
We were in the process of changing it. That's the new ladder.
Okay.
Back when Tony was still a harbor master, we were using the tail of the man basket for sole defense. Put the top of the ladder up. We were going to do the bottom part from the ground level, and then we realized the top part is on backwards, so we haven't now changed that yet. And then we put the bottom part on, and it'll be fine.
Okay, sorry. I saw that, and I freaked out a little bit. I was like,
yeah.
Dylan, don't be climbing around.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't like heights. I'm not doing it.
All right, thank you. Oh, right there, okay. I'm not sure you can reach that anyway.
Yeah, no.
That's a joke. I'm not sure how high up that is. Okay, thank you, Dylan. Any other council comments? Jack?
Just one. Just on the insurance, I didn't see that in the cost. I was just talking about recommends that clients carry first and third-party cyber liability. I was wondering
how much that would cost. 7 a week. I'm sure we had
5 or 8.
Probably.
I mean, I think, you know, it's probably not that much. Like what you guys were saying, you know, you've got to bring down all the different little organizations together under one computer system.
I think so.
We'll
look under our MLJ, see if it's
included in our
insurance.
Thank you, Dick.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Jack. I just wanted to read the fine print, in other words. I'm mad for that. Pounded into me when I was. Yeah, I usually read the full contract. I read the first page, so
maybe I should read through. I didn't want to. It cost me less.
I know other people are using it, so. Okay. Thank you. And Arlene?
I would like to say congratulations to the
South Point Lady Eagles on their regional volleyball championship, and wish them good luck at state.
Thank you, Arlene. Any other comments?
I'd like to say thanks to the city workers for all they do, as always. The holidays are coming up, so just appreciate all that our staff workers do. And welcome back to Jack. Great to have him on board yet again. Always good to have the steady hand.
All right. Thanks, Austin. Thanks, Jack, for everybody.
Careful now. Someone's legs back underneath me.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Any other comments? I'd like to make a comment to the Paula Harbor for continuing with the, what is it? Crushing me. Recycling center, there it is, road, for their continued activity over there and the possibility of I'm doing more there. Next.
I thought that was just stopped. That was just stopped because somebody quit.
Yeah, and then, you know, those two, three guys got off of the workforce at that time, and then we were left, and the stuff was going to the same spot, so we just eliminated one step, but we're going to look at whether we may need to separate some of that, probably, and reopen that center a little more.
I didn't know if somebody said something about airborne stuff in glass or not, but, okay.
Right. And about the same time that the city worker resigned or retired from over there, our workers resigned from our office. So we didn't have employees put into the center. So we are working outside right now, trying to just bring some of them just to work the center first.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Like an OCT, but we just can work
with
them. Cool.
Do
that.
One of the workers that went over there enjoyed crushing 50-gallon drums. He expressed that pretty good. Sounds like I might want to check it out. Maybe it crushes them really quick. So, all right, thank you. If there's any other comment, and if not, we'll move along to adjournment.
What's on this week?
Oh, our next meeting will be January on the 9th, Tuesday. I think we're holding that.
Like January 9th.
Mm-hmm. Didn't foresee anything for a special meeting. That was always an option, but we don't see anything at this time. So January 9th at 7 p.m. We're going to hold our 7 p.m. time. Thanks for Jay for setting us straight. We follow our own method. And
bring forward a first reading if we'd like to make a change on that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we didn't see that much support, unless that's something we want to do. We'll have to come up with a plan.
Support?
Okay, we have support by one, and then we'll work on a plan. If you want to, we'll discuss it and then see. We'll put out an email maybe, perhaps see where it goes, because it was a thought to get home earlier. Okay, thank you. And if that's the last comment, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Arlene, second by Amy. We are adjourned at 8:05.